CNN syndrome?
How many of you have this so-called CNN syndrome?
大家知不知道什么叫 CNN syndrome?
Anybody know what that syndrome is all about? Anybody who knows, raise your hand.
有一个心理学家告诉我们说, 他们最后把这种病态给了一个名字, 叫做 CNN syndrome.
One psychologist finally gave a name to this so-called CNN syndrome.
因为我们个人都被这个大众传播所灌输的知识害上了病。
Because we're all so totally sick and totally saturated by these mass media influence.
这些日子当伊拉克的事件这样子成为众人焦点的时候, 好像这些大众传播无往不透, 把一些消息, 每一样消息都供应给我们。
It seems that during this war time, that CNN somehow got all the information and just bombard us with that.
只是好些人他们除了每天盯住那个电视之外, 不能做任何的事情。
It seems that some people every day, except glue their eyes to the tube, they couldn't do anything else.
好像如果不从电视里面得到一些消息的话, 得到一些资料的话, 他整个人都坐立不安。
It seems that every day, if he didn't receive any news, then he doesn't know how to pass that day.
没有什么新的发展的话, 就觉得非常的烦躁。
If there's no new development, then he feels very anxious.
他是被这个新闻所霸占的。
He seems to be totally preoccupied by the news.
而且他到了公司上班的时候非常不耐烦, 很容易跟人中间出问题。
And when you go, when those kind of people go to work, it's so irritable and always causing problems in the office.
这是心理学上的问题。
This is a psychological problem.
今天早晨本来我的意思是要讲基督徒在世界中间虽然在这些慌乱中间能够得到平安。
This morning originally I wanted to talk about this true peace, this true peace we can have as a Christian among all these turmoil.
但是我想我所要讲的也许比这更多一点。
Maybe I want to say something more than this.
也许我们应该讲基督徒在这些不正常的光景里面在不正常的环境中间怎样过一个正常的生活。
Maybe we'd like to talk about as a Christian, how can we lead a normal Christian life among all those confusions?
因为我相信很多人的确受了战争的影响，很多人损失了不少的生命。
And I believe a lot of us already was so affected by this war that we lost a lot of sleep.
我想对于基督徒真理跟精神的平衡非常要紧。
So I do believe that it is very important for us, for Christians, to have a balance, to have this balance in truth and in
mentally and physically. 我起先以为战争一发生的时候，基督徒传福音的大好时间到了。
At first I thought, once the war broke out, then that's a wonderful chance for Christians to preach the gospel.
但是我发现很多的人对战争的兴趣超过对福音的兴趣。 But
then I find out that a lot of people are more interested in war rather than Christian faith.
我实在有机会见到一些朋友就跟他们告诉他们说，你知道中东的战争，伊拉克的战争在圣经里面。
Because I mentioned to some of my friends, I say, well, this war in this Middle East, it's very, very important that was already predicted in the Bible.
甚至我说今天伊拉克把石油放在这个波斯湾里并不是一件稀奇的事情。
And even that the fact that Iraq released all those crude oil into the Persian Gulf, that is not something so spectacular.
因为在耶利米书里面告诉我们，论到巴比伦的审判的时候，就讲到在有一天以东的石油要烧起来。Because
in the book of Jeremiah, it already predicted that one day in this land that the burning of the whole field with the burning of this oil.
我不晓得这次美国人会不会把石油去烧一烧，把它烧掉。I
don't know this time whether there will be a fire set to burn off all the oil there.
因为烧可能是解决环境污染的办法，好办法之一，不过危险性很大。
Maybe burning it up may be a solution to annihilate the pollution problem.
我想伊拉克把石油倒在海里的原因是防止陆战队登陆。
And I believe the reason that they release all this oil into into Persian Gulf is really to stop the
Amphibians
force to land.
但是如同我所说的，人对于战争的兴趣超过对福音的兴趣。
But then again, that people are more interested in war than gospel.
当我把圣经里面这些情形翻给他看了之后
，When I turn my Bible and show my friends all these passages,
他并没有对圣经发生很大的惊异。
He didn't really was surprised about how come the Bible can predict all that.
而是很希望知道战争如何的发展。
But rather, he's more interested in how the war is going to be become.
当我对他说，你要看见圣经里面对于这些事情并不是没有预言。
And when I want to point out that in the Bible that we have all these prophecies,
他们的心却更盼望知道事实的结局，而没有看见。人的全能和他的全知。
But rather, they're more anxious to find out how the war is going to end than how come the Lord knows all about this beforehand.
所以今天早晨，我实在觉得我们处在一个时代中间，虽然一方面我们知道要警醒、要祷告，另外一方面我们却没有办法认为这个时间比从前传福音更容易。
So at this time, although we know this is such an extraordinary time that we should preach the gospel, but it is really a difficult time. I would like to share with you some scriptures this morning. Let's turn to the book of Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章，请我们看四十二节和四十四节。
Verse 42。
马太福音二十四章四十二节。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。第四十四节，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Verse 42, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. And then verse 44, so you all also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour.When you do not expect him.
四十五节我们看，谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们呢？
Verse 45, who then is this faithful and wise servant, whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time?
我认为在我们遇见这样动荡不安的时候，我们格外需要有一个正常的基督徒的生活。
So I even more so, I feel that especially in this time of turmoil, that we really should have a normal Christian life.
我自己要承认，在这两天中间，因为看电视的时间太多，读圣经时间相对的减少。
I have to admit that in these past few days, because I spend so much time to watch the news, that my Bible study time decreased.
有同样犯这样错误的弟兄们，心里可以得到一点安慰。
You probably will be comforted if you have the same problem.
但是我希望我们都很快从这个错误的光景里面再回来。
But I wish that we can really turn away from that as soon as possible.
主说要按的时候分粮食给他的百姓。
The Lord said that you shall give the food to your people according to the time, the proper time.
我们聚会不能减少。
We shall not decrease our meeting.
我们读经不能减少。
We shall not decrease the time of our Bible study.
我们彼此在灵里面的分享不能减少。
And our sharing and our spiritual sharing should not decrease.
神儿女怎么样分粮食给神怎么样分粮食给他的儿女呢？
Now how does the Lord give food to his people?
上个礼拜我们读到路德记，在家庭聚会里面读到路德记。
Last week in the home meeting we studied the book of Ruth.
我们看见路德所遇见的情形。
We found out what's happening there.
路德的婆婆拿俄米他们离开了迦南地到了摩押去。
When Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law went to Moab.
就开始以利米的一家漂流的生活。
And that started that very hard
wandering
life of that whole family.
怎么样他们又回到伯利恒去呢？
Now how did this family go back to Bethlehem?
他们在摩押地的时候听见耶和华恩待他的百姓 赐粮食给他们。
Because he heard that the Lord really have mercy on his own people and give food to them.
他们从前是因为饥荒的缘故离开了神的家。
Before it was because of famine, they left the house of the Lord.
伯利恒的意思本来是粮食之家。
Bethlehem really means the house of food.
我们给魏弟兄他们的饭店的一个牌，这个徐老伯写了一个字，叫做小伯利恒。
Just in that, and our brother Wei's restaurant, we send them during their opening. We send them a little hanging. It says a little Bethlehem.
为什么叫小伯利恒？有些人不明白。
And some people don't understand why we have that there.
因为伯利恒的意思是粮食之家。
Because Bethlehem means the house of food.
我们的弟兄是开饭馆的，所以去他那里的人应该是吃饭的。
And our brother has this restaurant, so whoever goes there have something to eat.
他的店不大，所以叫小伯利恒。
The store is not big, so we call it Little Bethlehem.
但是伯利恒更有一个意义。
But even there's a deeper meaning than that.
因为伯利恒是耶稣基督降生的地方。
Because Bethlehem is where Jesus was born.
我们希望每一个去饭店里吃饭的人，耶稣基督降生在他的里面。
We wish every single one of them who go visit that restaurant will have Jesus born in them.
伯利恒就是粮食之家的意思。
Bethlehem means the house of food.
教会是神的儿女得到属灵生命供应的地方。
And church is where that the children of God receive the spiritual feeding.
这是一个地方我们得到属天的供应。
Here we receive the heavenly provision.
在我们这里读圣经的时候，圣灵把神的话解开，成为我们的粮食。
So when we read the Bible here and the Lord open up the word so that we will be fed.
弟兄姊妹们聚集在一起的时候，神的家就实质就在我们中间。
Because when we gather together here, the reality of the household of God is here.
神儿女要从弟兄姊妹彼此中间交通中间得到生命的供应。
And we shall all be fed and shall be provided through the fellowship and the communion together.
有一件事情是非常稀奇的。
The one thing is very, very interesting.
在我看望弟兄姊妹们，或者现在有些弟兄们也在学习看望的时候。
When I visit our brothers and sisters or some of you or visiting others.
我们发现有一件事情。
We find out there's one thing very interesting.
很多弟兄姊妹不聚会。
And brother and sister doesn't come to the meeting.
他们有一个理由就是我们来礼拜堂听不懂，得不到供应。
Sometimes the excuse is that when we come to the come to church, we don't understand.
亚以利米勒就是因为他得不到供应，所以他就到摩押去了。
Well, that was the very reason how
Elimelech.
How Ruth's father-in-law left the land.
因为他觉得没有供应。
Because he felt there's no provision there.
但弟兄姊妹得不到供应的原因很多。
But there's many, many reasons why we are not fed.
没有供应他就离开主到世界里面去。
And because we don't have, that we were not fed, then we left the Lord and we go into the world.
D.L. Moody 讲了一句很有意思的话。
It's a very famous saying by D.L. Moody.
他说圣经能够使你远离罪。
And he said that the Bible can make you, can keep you away from sin.
但是罪也能叫你远离圣经。
But the sin will keep you away from the Bible.
这是一个征战。
This is a battle.
你可以从左，也是一个循环。
It's also
cycle.
It's a cycle.
你如果往左转，就一直往左转，一直往左转。
If you keep turning one way, it will just go on and on.
如果你往右转，就一直往右转，一直往右转。
If you turn the other direction, it will just go on and the cycle goes on.
当我们没有倒车的时候，就永远是一个方向走。
If we don't put in the back gear, then your car will go the same go forward all the time.
因此，当我们继续的在教会里面得着喂养的时候，我们的生命越长进，越叫我们盼望得着供应。
So when we receive the feeding in the church, and then our spiritual life grows, and more we will receive the provision.
当你在主的面前得到供应以后，你会有更有兴趣读圣经。
When you receive the feeding in the Lord, then you have more interest in reading the Bible.
当你有兴趣读圣经以后，你就更盼望和弟兄姊妹们交通。
And when you're really interested in reading the Bible, then you really expect to have more fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters.
当你从交通中间得到别人供应的时候，不仅可以叫你圣经的知识和你对读经的兴趣增加。
And during the fellowship that you are helped by others, and then you even increase that interest in studying the Bible.
你兴趣增加的时候，你会发现你对圣经有更大的科目。
And then when that interest increases, then you find out you have even more desire to read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个正常的 周这个旋转的周回转。
Now this is a normal cycle.
但是你知道，有些时候一个好像爬坡爬不上去的时候，车子就停下来。
And sometimes we, as if we're driving uphill, if you can't go, then you will stop.
中国人说做学问不进则退，好像逆水行舟一样。
It's like rowing the boat against the current. If you don't go on, then you will get rushed back.
当我们停止在主的话语上得到供应之后，很快我们发现我们对神的话语越来越没有信心。
If you should just stop in interested in studying the word, then right away you find out you backslide.
所以当这一个危险的时候，当这个动乱的时候，主的话对他的门徒这样说。
So in this time of danger, in this time of turmoil, this is the word that the Lord gave to his disciples.
你们要警醒。
You shall, it shall be watchful.
怎么样警醒呢？
Now how?
从神的话语里面就是每天供应的粮食。
You shall receive the daily portion of God's word.
神的仆人有责任，因为他要按着时候分粮食给神的百姓。
And the servant has his responsibility. He has to give the food out according to the proper time.
神的儿女也有责任。
And then the children of God also have their own responsibility.
我们需要警醒。
We have to be watchful.
我们需要预备。
We have to prepare ourselves.
马太福音二十五章里面就说到这个十个童女中间，有些是预备好的，有些没有预备好。
Then in Matthew 25 tell us it's 10 virgins. Some of them are prepared, some of them are not.
十三节里面说，所以你们要警醒，因为那日子的时辰你们不知道。
So then in verse 13 it says, so that you shall be watchful, because that time, that hour, nobody knows.
我记得我们弟兄高洛基在这里曾经传过一篇信息。
I believe, I remember, your brother Paul Brogy preached the gospel, here before.
他就讲十个童女的故事。
He talked about the story of the 10 virgins.
他就讲到需要油灯里面常常添满的油。
And he mentioned that we need to have our lamp always filled with oil.
需要让圣灵在我们的生活中间。
We need to have the Holy Spirit filled in our life.
在我们读圣经的时候，不仅外面的字句，神的话是我们的灯，圣灵也是我们里面的光，叫神的话解开。
Not only when we are studying the word that the God of the word of the Lord is our light, and but inside the Holy Spirit has to be filled, so the light will have the provision of this oil.
你知道保罗基弟兄他讲话是斯斯文文，不像我这样大声。
You know, the brother Paul talks very nice and quiet and slow, not like me shouting like this.
不管是兴奋或者是平稳。
It doesn't matter whether it's very excited or in a very calm, quiet voice.
它里面给我们的教训的确是我们要注意的。
But that teaching is something we really have to pay attention.
我们真正要知道圣灵是我们里面的光，解开神的话语，叫它成为我们脚前的灯和路上的光。
But we have to know that Holy Spirit is the force that will open up God's word so that it can become the light of our life in our past.
所以我们怎么样预备，怎么样警醒。
So how do we be watchful and be prepared?
我们需要不断地读圣经。
We have to continue studying our Bible.
并且让神的光借着圣经显明在我们心里。
And we have to let the God's light really shine in our heart through the Bible.
这个光不是叫我们看见伊拉克的战争怎样结束。
This light is not going to let us all understand how the war is going to end.
而是要叫我们知道我们怎样能够更多遵循神的旨意，与神同行。
But rather that will show us how we can even more so in obeying God and walking with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们每一个人的责任。
Now this is the responsibility of every single one of us.
如果我们在这个事情上面疏忽了，
If we should neglect in this matter,
我们就没有办法在这个时代中间警醒等候，仰望主来。
Then we really cannot be a very watchful person in this time.
我有时候不明白，因为照着主说，在末了时间，所有的表现都是非常强烈的。
Sometimes I don't understand because according to the Bible, at the end time, there are a lot of things, a lot of catastrophe and great things happening.
实际上，主耶稣不是说，当你们看见这些事的时候，就知道人子已经近了，正在门口了。
And the Lord,
是这样说的吗？
Didn't the Lord say that when you see these things happening, then the time is very close and the Son of God is right at the door?
那我想，我们每个基督徒看到这样圣经的时候，都应当警醒起来等候，都应当好好的追求侍奉主，对不对呢？
So I realize, so every single Christian, when we see these things happening, then we have to be really watchful and really waiting for the Lord.
这是主的话，在同一张圣经里也说，因为主的日子不知不觉都来，把他们都像洪水一样把他们冲走了。
Because the Lord says that when nobody knows, God will be, the Lord will come back, and every single one, and we shall be swept away, wiped away
in the flood. 我就想，这怎么是两个矛盾的情形呢？
So I feel this is just a contradiction here.
但是现在我就明白。
Then I realize.
就是拿伊拉克的征战这件事情。
If we look at this war,
好多人的确心里面想到主来的日子不远了。
Indeed, a lot of us are thinking that God is going to come back real soon.
但是我们的注意力被征战被战争所吸引，我们的眼睛没有在耶稣基督身上。
But our attention was sidetracked, was totally focused on the war rather than the Lord.
我们注意的征战没有注意主自己。
We pay attention to the war, but not the Lord himself.
大家同不同意？
Do you agree with me?
我相信这是我们的问题。主来的日子，不知不觉，我们就正在看伊拉克，没有看主。
I believe this is why the Lord said that nobody really knows the Lord, and when we're still paying attention to other things, the Lord will come.
就好像当时主耶稣基督升天的时候，他们眼睛注意在升天的事情上面。
It's just like that day when, during the ascent, when Jesus ascending to the heaven, then the disciples' eye was not really focusing in the Lord.
他们旁边出来两个天使都不晓得。
Oh, they are looking at the ascension Christ, and then they didn't even pay attention to those two angels that appeared.
所以我们知道，一个人注意事情的时候，旁边他注意力集中的时候，他旁边很多事情他不知道。
So we know that when we really focus our attention to one thing, then you won't be able to pay attention to other things that are happening around you.
我喜欢，大家知道我喜欢看篮球运动这些消息。
You all know that I really like to watch basketball.
有一个人叫 James Worthy.
That's the one player named James Worthy.
他有一天在紧要关头打球的时候，脚上骨头都打断掉了。
In one ball game that he even crushed his the bone in his leg.
但是球赛很紧张，他必须发球，不然的话他就不能那个他别对方的球员、球队、教练就可以找任何人上去罚球率不准的替他罚球。
But he still have to have a foul shot.
他后来说，你知道一个人痛的时候。受伤的时候，反而集中注意力会集中。
But then later on, he said, "You know, when somebody, when I was so hurt and when I was injured like this, on the contrary, it's easy for me to concentrate."
他痛得不得了的时候，他没有办法注意其他的事情。
When he's so hurt, he cannot pay any attention to anything else.
弟兄姊妹们，但是我们可能集中在错的事情上面。
But, We might have put our attention on the wrong thing.
我们注意到中东的战事非常紧张。
We pay attention to the war.
但是我们忘记主耶稣。
We forgot about the Lord.
因此我们的生活重心完全被他支配。
So the center of our life was totally controlled by all those news.
反而没有达到预期的效果，没有让耶稣基督作为我们这些日子生活的重心。
But rather, and we were just on the contrary, the Lord is not the center of these days anymore.
圣经里告诉我们要警醒，除了我们需要得的粮食供应之外，还有什么呢？
So the Lord wants us to be watchful these days. Not only we have to receive the feeding, what else?
我们不如再看马可福音十三章。
And let's turn to Mark 13.
马可福音十三章第三十三节。
Mark 13:33.
他告诉我们说，你们要谨慎、警醒、祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
Mark
13:33.
Be on guard, be alert, you do not know when that time will come.
34节说，这事正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐开门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话也是对众人说，要警醒。
Verse 34, it's like a man going away. He leaves his house in charge of his servants, each with his assigned task, and tell the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch.
惊醒是什么意思呢?
What does that mean to be watchful?
这里告诉我们，惊醒就是要叫我们好好的祷告。
Now here it tells us that we shall pray earnestly.
而且因着祷告的缘故，叫我们惊醒的侍奉。
And because we pray, we shall serve carefully and watchfully.
我们个人都有个人当做的工。
We all have the things we have to do.
主已经分配给他的仆人，又分配给我们每一个人。
The Lord already assigned all the tasks to different servants, and the same way that He assigned the tasks to us.
教会中间每一个人都应当是有侍奉的。
Every single one of us in the church should be one who will be able to serve.
因为神给我们每一个人不同的恩赐，不同的工作。
Because the Lord gave us different gifts, and the Lord gave us different tasks.
但是你知道帖撒罗尼迦的教会犯了一个错误。
But the church in Thessalonica, the church there, made a mistake.
保罗告诉我们当那个时候他们知道主耶稣要来，因为保罗把许多关于主再来的知识告诉了帖撒罗尼迦教会。
And the church there really knows that the Lord will come back because the Lord taught them quite a bit of truth concerning that.
如果我们根据圣经所形成的历史，我们可以明显的知道，保罗书信里面关于主再来的应许是第一个给了帖撒罗尼迦教会的。
And we know if we really study the Paul's epistles that the truth of the Lord's second coming was first given to the church of Thessalonica.
但是帖撒罗尼迦教会出了什么错误呢？
But what kind of a mistake they made?
因为有些人认为主已经快要再来。
Some people believe that the Lord is going to come real soon.
所以他们放弃了正常的生活。
So they forsake their normal life.
他们挨家闲游。
And they just go around visiting people.
好像讲的是关于神的话，主怎样再来。
As if when they were talking about this wonderful thing that the Lord is going to come real soon.
但是保罗责备他们说你们不做工的不可以吃饭。
But the Paul was really rebuking them saying that if you don't work, you don't eat.
换句话说他们完全放弃了正常的生活一直在梦想主带来的事情。
Because those people just totally forget about the normal life and they were just daydreaming and they were all they are constantly talking about is the Lord's going to come back real soon.
十几年前有一个旷野的运动。
About tens of years ago, there's a movement. It's called the movement of wilderness movement.
那里一些基督教的一些带领的人，他们就说，因为主要再来了，我们不能够留在城市里面。
And some of the leaders proclaimed at that time, saying that the Lord will come real soon. We shall not dwell in the city.
我们把一切都变卖了，到旷野里面去生活。
We sell everything and just move to the wilderness.
我不是说主再来，我们不应当。
I'm not saying that we should not forsake everything and follow the Lord at this time when Lord is coming soon.
但基督徒责任不是在旷野里面去逃避。
But the responsibility of our Christian is not so that we can escape into the wilderness.
那些在旷野里面逃避大灾难的人，到现在发现他们完全没有代价，没有价值。
All those people who escaped the city and then go dwell in the wilderness, these days find out that was totally worthless.
因为他们放弃了正常的生活。
Because they forsaken their normal life.
我相信基督徒的生活有一点像童子军的格言。
I believe the Christian life was a little bit like the Boy Scout model.
因为童子军的意思，童子军的那个方法就是，他们虽然是在那里扎营。
It's about the Boy Scouts that even when they're pitching tents and camping somewhere.
每一天每一天都要改善他的营务。
Every day you should have some improvement in your camp.
一直到你拔营的那一天，早晨你还在改进你的营务。
Even the day that you're supposed to leave.That morning, you even have to improve somehow your camp.
基督徒应当一直努力的工作。
That is how our Christians are supposed to be.
一直正常的生活。
We should lead a normal Christian life consistently every day.
我们等候主再来，但是我们是每一天每一天像平常一样等候他。
We are waiting for the Lord's coming, but every single day we're leading a normal life and waiting for Him.
有一句话说。平时要像暂时，暂时要像平时。
There's a saying that the The ordinary day should be like the day of wartime, and the day of wartime should be like every day.
当战争来临的时候，我们早已准备好了。
Because then when the war came, we are already prepared.
但以理，我们知道他是个了不起祷告的人。
We know Daniel is a great prayer warrior.
但以理怎么样呢
？And how is he? What's his like?
当尼布甲尼撒君王当他宣布说不可以再祷告的时候
，When the king Nebuchadnezzar proclaimed that nobody should pray anymore,
但以理仍然像平常一样，一天三次。向耶路撒冷祷告。
But Daniel, just like every day, what he always do, three times a day, facing Jerusalem and pray.
我们应当仍然进行祷告，跟平常一样。
So we should watch and pray just like every day.
若是平常没有祷告生活养成的人，这是一个好机会，养成你祷告的生活。
If you don't have a habit of praying and watchful every day, now this is a good chance for you to start this habit.
祷告不是光是把所要的事情告诉主而已。
To pray is not just to give all your requests to the Lord.
祷告是叫我们警醒的一个方法。
Now prayer is a way that we can be watchful.
祷告怎么能警醒呢
？Now how can that be?
很多时候祷告叫人睡着。
A lot of times when we pray, we just fall asleep.
我们不是说祷告聚会里面叫人睡着。
We're not saying that in our prayer meetings that some people will sleep.
不是因为我们祷告聚会特别比别人差，所以大家来祷告就睡着了。
It's not because the prayer meeting in our prayer meeting is so bad that when you come to prayer meeting and you fall asleep.
主耶稣的门徒在克西马尼园里面为着主耶稣去祷告的时候，竟然也睡着。
And those disciples, when they go to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, they also fall asleep.
为什么？
Why?
圣经告诉我们说他们太疲倦。
Now the Bible told us that they were too tired.
他们眼睛已经困在那个地步，张不开来了。
They are so tired, their eyes can't open anymore.
你说祷告不是警醒吗
？Didn't you say, well, to pray is to be watchful?
你知道他们为什么不能警醒
？Now do you want to know why they cannot be watchful and be awake?
因为他们把他们的力量用错了地方。
Because they spend their energy in the wrong place.
在主耶稣将要被捉拿。被交给人的时候
during that time,
这些门徒们真的很努力
during those times that when Jesus was about to be captured to be sent to the hand of the man those disciples are very very excited
他们是一个非常紧张的状态里面
they are in that state of excitement for so long
心理学家都知道生理学我医生都知道在这样状态里面我们用掉更多的能量
and we all know during that kind of a state we spend so much energy
所以他们真正应该进行祷告的时候反而没有力量
so by the time that they really have to be watchful and pray they don't have anyAnd if you left.
祷告是什么
Now what is prayer?
祷告是叫我们能够在神的面前重新调整我们的优先次序。
So prayer is a chance that when we can come before the Lord and set and really readjust our priorities.
这些日子我除了在注意征战之外对于教会我也觉得很多的事情需要吸引我的注意力。
And these days, and not only the war, there's a lot of things happening in the church that really I should pay attention to.
你们礼拜五晚上看见我是太疲倦了。
As Friday night, you saw that I was just too tired.
昨天晚上我就有机会出去走一走。
Last night, I had a chance to go out for a walk.
走的时候一面走一面我可以放松。
And when I was walking, then I can relax.
一面走一面寻求主。
And when I was walking, and then I can seek the Lord when I was walking.
我在那里祷告。
And I was praying along.
慢慢的，因为这样的精神祷告，把我里面的优先次序重新做了决定。
And while I was praying like that, then the Lord really set my priority right.
很多事情看法都重新改变。
And a lot of things, and the Lord really changed a lot of my concepts.
哪件事情更重要？哪些人次要？开始调整。
What's more important, and what's that not that important?The Lord has revealed to me.
弟兄姊妹们，在这个动荡的时代，给予我们许多的精力，调取我们很多力量的时候，
at this time
我们更需要祷告。
At this time of confusion, when there are so many things happening and need our attention, we even more so we need prayer.
当我们精心祷告的时候，我们才能够真正有侍奉。
Only when we are really watchful and pray, we can have true service to the Lord.
因为我们的侍奉必须从神所给我们的优先次序里面开始。
Because our service to the Lord.It should really should be decided by the Lord what's the priority.
我们可能忙忙碌碌做许多事情，却不是神让我们做的事。
Maybe we're so busy doing this and that. Maybe that's not what the Lord wants us to do.
神并不要叫我们焦虑，甚至叫我们烧尽。
The Lord did not want us to be so anxious. He did not want us to burn out.
当我们祷告的时候，是避免我们做太多事情的时候。
When we go to the prayer, that is the time so that we will avoid doing too much.
当我们少做的时候。让我们成就的更多。
When we are doing less, actually we accomplish more.
可能我们做很多时候就没有成就任何主要我们做。
Maybe when we're doing so much, we didn't accomplish anything for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，主怎样教导他的门徒，在这样一些危机中间的时候
？So when during this time of crisis, the Lord taught his disciples.
你们要警醒。
He said, you shall be watchful.
你们要谨慎，你们要警醒祷告。
Be careful and watchful and pray.
让我们里面和神有一个真正完全的联合，好像我们所做的事情是神所要我们做的。
So that we can have this complete true union with the Lord, so we will do exactly what the Lord wants us to do at this time.
头一点我们讲，殷勤是叫我们不断的得着供应，得着粮食。
So the first point, when we are watchful, so that we will continuously be fed.
第二点，当我们殷勤的时候，我们借着祷告来侍奉。
Secondly.When we have to be watchful and through prayer to offer true service to the Lord.
来做主所分派给我们个人的工作。
And so that we will do exactly what the Lord wants us to do.
不仅是我们地方的生活，
not only in our normal everyday job and everyday living.
也是教会里面的事。
And also in the church, in his church.
第三点，我们再看路加福音21章36节，也是讲到警醒警醒。
And thirdly, let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加21章36节。
21:36.
21:36，我们从34节读起。他说：“你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心。那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要这样临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求。”使你们逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。从34节读到36节。
Verse 34-36, Luke 21:34-36. Be careful, or your heart will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and anxiety of life. And that day was close. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of this whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
这里讲到今生的思虑。
He's talking about that, the care of this world.
我们就立刻想起马太福音13章里面主耶稣讲种子撒在不同的地里面。
Immediately we were reminded of Matthew 13 about the seed was cast in the field.
今天我们基督徒一个最大的问题不是没有得救，不是没有生命。
Today the greatest problem of among our Christians is not that whether we are really true saved, real saved or not, or do we have the true life.
而是周围有不少的荆棘一直和我们一起长。
But rather there's so many thorns that was crowding us.
和我们增进那个生存的空间，增进阳光，增进水分。
It was this compete with us every day about the environment, about the air we have, about the sun.
这就是世界给我们影响。
This is the world that affects us.
今天基督徒一直不断的在世界的这个往后拖的力量里面要继续往前。
Now the Christians just have to go on even with all those this dragging force of this world.
使我们失去信心的原因是什么呢？这里讲的是世界缠累。
And so the reason that will keep us from being watchful is the care of this world.
有些人活在贪食醉酒的生活中间。
Some people was living in the drunkenness and in dissipation.
这是很容易了解的。
Now it's very easy to understand.
因为觉得没有多少日子可以享受了。
Because they feel that there's not many times that we can enjoy it anymore.
圣安之弟兄的女儿11岁。
Emily is only 11 years old.
她跟她爸爸讲，爸爸是不是主耶稣就要再来了
？And she said, Dad, is Jesus gonna come real soon?
这样的话对于我很不公平。
Then it's not fair.
因为我才11岁，我还没有过到我青少年的日子。
Because I'm only 11, I haven't got a chance to really have those wonderful teenage years.
最好的黄金时代我都没有过到，主耶稣就来了。
Those best times, dividing that experience, then the Lord will come back. That's not fair.
我可以了解，我一点都不笑他。
And I don't want to laugh at her because I fully understand her.
记得弟兄姊妹们，我们刚刚搬到这个会所来的时候，我曾经做过这样的见证。
Do you remember when we first moved into this church location? I give this testimony.
那个时候我们正好在读西西家的王的历史。
At that time, we were studying the history of Hezekiah.
西西家有一次新有一个最重要的这个工作，就是他恢复侍奉，重新清理圣殿。
You see, the greatest work that the king has accomplished at that time is to restore the temple and starting to serve God.
我们搬来这里聚会之前，也要清理这里会所，因为这里很久没人用了。
And remember that time when before we moved to this location, we had to spend a lot of time to clean up this place because this was nobody used it for a long time.
礼拜六最后一天清理完了，我在教会里面走一走。
And that very last Saturday after we finished cleaning up, and I was walking around here.
我不记得是在教会里呢，还是回到家里的时候，忽然来了一个意念。
I don't remember exactly whether it's happening here or when I left when I went home.
我也不能确定是主对我说，还是我自己想的。
I'm not sure whether the Lord told me or it was in my mind.
但是好像有一句话，好像有一声音。
It seems that the Lord spoke to me like that.
如果我明天来，你怎么样
？The Lord said, "If I should come tomorrow, what are you gonna do?"
我的意思，我心里的领会是说，主如果来的话，那我们清理会所也没有用了，因为主已经来了。
And at that time, I feel, well, if the Lord's gonna come, and all these the effort in cleaning up this place will be wasted.
所有一起安排好的那天要大大的庆祝我们新用的场地奉献给主，也不用奉献。
And all those arrangements of the next day, the service for dedication, and all those planning will be wasted.
所以我就想，不仅是我自己，所有弟兄姊妹们摆上的这些礼都白费了。
So I feel that not only me, but also all the efforts of our brothers and sisters was contributed, they will be all wasted.
所以当主说如果我明天来的时候怎么办、
so、when the Lord,
我当时想也没有想我说 Oh no 主你明天不可以来
So when the Lord says that if I should come tomorrow what would you say And instantly I say Oh no Lord not tomorrow
弟兄姊妹们说完当然我觉得非常的惭愧
And right afterwards I feel so ashamed
为了我们一点的侍奉甚至不要主来
Just because we serve a little bit here We don't even want him to come back
好像我们要站在舞台的正中间而不是把主放在那里
As if we want to stand in the center of the stageAnd push the Lord away.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人都会有这样的感觉。
And we sometimes all have this kind of feeling.
我有这样的感觉，11岁的孩子也有这样的感觉。
I have that feeling, and the 11-year-old girl has the same feeling.
我们每一个人都觉得今天我们在世界上面是非常重要的，而我们需要享受，需要站住它，需要能够做许多的事情。
We all feel that we are very, very important standing here in this world that we got to accomplish something.
这就是世界给我们的残累，叫我们抵挡，叫我们不能静静等候主。
This is the care of this world that even trying to push away God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，怎么样静静等候
？So how do we be watchful?
我们知道神的话叫我们怎样能够从世界里面出来。
We know God's word can lead us out of this world.
只有十字架能够叫我们从世界里面出来。
But only the work of the cross will make us totally.Forsaken this world.
就是那日子要如同网罗一样来到地上。
It says that day shall come like a trap.
临到一切全地居住的人。
He will reach every single man.
换句话说，我们每一个人都非常容易被世界是缠累住我们的心。
That really means that every single one of us cannot really escape from this care of this world.
今天刚才我们说我们要过正常的生活。
At one hand, we were talking about that we have to have this normal life.
圣经里说，人照样的吃喝嫁娶。
In the Bible says that the people still eat and drink and get married.
一方面又是同样的耕种建造。
At the same time that they cultivate and they build.
好像一切事情都是正常的。
As if everything's normal, everything's just fine.
但弟兄姊妹，我们知道，虽然我们正常的生活，我们却不把我们的心放在里面对它传累。
But although we are still conducting this normal life.Our heart will not be trapped in those daily chores.
我们可以照样的生活，照样。如果你是开银行的，你照样去经营，没有问题。
And you just conduct normal everyday living as usual.
但是你的心却不能被他抓住。
But your heart cannot be captured by all these things.
有一天主来的时候，如果他可以问问你，我现在把你提起，你不好不好，还是要我等你一下？
And is it possible that when the Lord comes, he says, let me rapture you now, or you want to wait a little bit?
你说哦，对不起，主啊，我还有一笔12万的生意没有做。
And no, wait, I still have a business, $120,000 involved, and I haven't, that's not, the deal's not closed yet.
那就是你的问题。
And that will become your problem.
弟兄姊妹们，我们虽然过正常的生活，但是到了 跟主比的时候，一切事情都可以放下。
And although we're conducting a normal life, but when it comes to the Lord, everything we can just give up.
事实上，主来不来，这都是我们应当有的态度。
Actually, whether the Lord comes or not, this is our attitude.
保罗告诉我们说，我们用事物就好像不用事物。
Paul told us that we are using all these things as if we don't even have them.
我们一样用它，但是我们的心不被它累住。
We can use them, but our heart will not be trapped.
这是一个精行祷告的基督徒。
Now that is the attitude we should have.
我们最后看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to Thessalonica, First Thessalonica.
第五章第六节。
First Thessalonica 5.
刚才我们说过，帖撒罗尼迦里面对于主再来的教导是非常丰富的。
And we just mentioned that in that book, there was a lot of teaching concerning Jesus' second coming.
这里第五节、第六节这样说。第六节。
Second Thessalonica.
五章六节。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章六节。第五节说，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。因为罪恶的人是在夜间罪，罪恶的人是在夜间罪。
So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night.
第八节说，但我们既然似乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸。把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上，因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet.For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. I therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing.
这里讲无论醒着睡着都为他而活。
So whether we are asleep or whether we are awakened, we live for Him.
在帖撒罗尼迦第四章里面讲到睡了是指的死了的人。
And here, those who are asleep really means those who died.
所以我们一直要与主同活，一直让我们去见主，或者我们等到我们死，放在世上放弃最后一口气。
So we shall live for the Lord all this time until we see Him, or we shall breathe our last breath in this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒怎么样过一个精醒的生活呢
？So how do we have a watchful life?
让神的光在我们里面，叫我们成为光明之子。
We should let God's light shine in us so that we become a son of light.
就是说我们是世上的光和世上的盐。
The Lord said that we are the salt and the light of this world.
既然我们是世上的光，我们的责任是要把福音传遍地。
So since we are the light, we have to preach the gospel to the end of the world.
主是世上的光，我们也是世上的光。
God is the light of this world, and we are too.
主的福音怎样传遍，需要借着我们去传扬。
And God's gospel.Shall be a priest to the end of this world to us.
他说我们既然是属乎白昼的，我们是光明之子，我们就应当谨守，我们就应当把信和爱当作护心镜，这胸把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
So since we are the son of life, we shall put on breastplate of faith and love, and we shall have the hope of salvation as a helmet.
保罗很喜欢讲信望爱。
And Paul always liked to talk about the hope, the love, and the faith.
因为信望爱是生活最容易解释的生活的各方面现象。
Because those three things are the easiest to explain of our life.
我们基督徒在世人面前见证就是信心、盼望和我们的爱心。
Because the greatest witness we can put before the world is this love, the faith, and our hope.
神的光在我们里面，别人不一定知道。
The light in us maybe is unknown to others.
但是我们的信心，我们的盼望，我们的爱，却是对着世人做见证的。
But our faith, our love, and our hope is a very strong witness to the world.
弟兄姊妹们，怎么样过一个精醒、谨慎的生活
？So how do you lead a watchful and prayerful life?
就是要让生命在我们里面一直不断的表现在福音上面，表现在 救恩上面。
The only way is that to let this light shine forth as the gospel, as the gospel
manifested. 我们已经知道主再来之前盼望我们把福音传遍地。
We already know before God will, the Lord will come back, the gospel is supposed to be preached all through the world.
我们也已经说过传福音不是靠我们光靠我们的话。
And then we all also know that to preach the gospel is not just by our words.
靠我们的生命。
But we have to have our life so far.
我们活在光明中，与神同在光明中。
When we live in the light, we are in the light.
而且他儿子的光，他儿子的生命要从我们里面显明出来。
And then the light of his son shall shine forth.
我们的信心，我们的盼望，我们一切的见证都要显明在。
And our faith and our hope and all the testimonies have to shine forth.
怎么样警醒过警醒谨慎的生活？
Now how do we have this watchful life?
我们已经从神的话语当中的供应。
We already receive feeding from the Lord.
我们要在祷告上面忠心。
And we have to be loyal and faithful in prayer.
我们需要脱离世界。
We have to be able to get away from this world.
我们需要在这里做见证。
We have to give testimony.
不一定要传遍地极。
And the gospel is supposed to preach to the whole world. And then Jesus will come back.
上个礼拜我们已经读过启示录16章15节。最后一次讲到大征战，或者是最后一个哈米提多顿战役的时候，主对我们的盼望。
Last week we already preached about in the very last battle, what kind of an expectation the Lord has for us.
主告诉我们要警醒，看守衣服，
the Lord,
免得他遇见我们的时候我们就羞耻。
The Lord told us that we have to be watchful for this robe, lest that we'll be naked and shameful before Him.
我们上个礼拜说过，那是指的披戴基督全副的救恩。
And we were talking about that means that we shall clothe in the full salvation of our Lord.
还有不多的时候。
The time is short.
就是从前我很少敢讲这样的话，现在我里面越来越觉得，或者我可以说越来越明白，为什么以往的传道人总知道他们侍奉过了一段时候有这样强烈的感觉。
Before I dare not, I usually don't like dare not to say things like this.But then I realized that there's a lot of servants of God after a considerable time of serving, then they have this realization.
我的话是这样说。
I'm saying this.
我相信在我地上的年日中间可以等候看到主再来。
I believe in my living days, I will see God, Jesus' second coming.
即使我的判断是错误的。
Even though my judgment is wrong,
这不能把它当作预言来看待。
This is not prophecy.
但是我的心是对的。
But I have a rightful heart.
因为每一个警醒等候主来的人。
Because every single one who are watchful for the Lord.
都盼望能够在肉身里面看见主驾云降临。
All have this hope that we can see in our flesh to see God coming back from heaven.
有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。又有神的号，
and then there shall be shout and the voice of the angels, and then they shall be trumpet.
主再来，
the Lord shall come again.
我们与他被我们被提与他同
在荣耀里。We shall be raptured into His glory.
弟兄姊妹们，有许多的神学的理论，到底灾前被提，到底灾后被提，还是灾中被提，我不一定都知道。
I don't fully understand all those theories, those theological theories about whether the rapture is before or after or during the tribulation.
但是我知道主要再来。
But I do know Jesus will come back.
而且这些征战的日子，叫我们里面实在看见日子不多。
And during the time of war, we can really see that the time is very, very short.
我已经说过，我不知道这一仗会不会是延续到哈米提多顿的战役。
I mentioned before, I don't know whether this war will really continue on until the very, very last battle.
或者会断断续续、停停打打，一直到主耶稣再来。
Or maybe it will stop a while, then continue, then until the time when Jesus will come again.
这个当中有很多的不同。
There's a lot of difference there.
就是连这些不同都不要紧。
But it doesn't matter.
因为圣经的话已经我们看见将来那一仗是避免不了。
So the Bible already shows us that very last battle is unavoidable.
但是在基督徒来讲，精心等候的生活从今天就可以开始。
But as for a Christian, that this life of watchful should start today.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹一起勉励。
I'd like to encourage each other with this word.
不要让中东的战事 太过吸引我们的心。
Don't let the world and the images that really attract too much attention from us.
让我们过一个正常的基督徒生活。
Let us lead a normal Christian life.
保罗这里说，正如同我们彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Paul says that you shall build each other up, and you shall encourage one another, just as in fact that you are doing every day.
主再来，并没有改变我们所当做的事。
Whether the Lord comes at a certain time does not change what we're doing today.
因为我们已经在做他所要叫我们精心等候准备他带来的。
Because we are doing exactly what He wants us to do today.
是基于祷告、侍奉、传福音、建立弟兄姊妹们，把我们的心放在主的身上。
To study the Bible, to pray, to lead others to the Lord, and to serve, and have our heart set on the Lord,
不让世界充满我们的心，
and not let the world fill us.
这样当主再来，
so that when the time when Jesus actually coming back,
我们欢欢喜喜与他相见，
we shall be so happy to see him.
若是你还没有听主得救，
if you're not saved,
你还没有接受耶稣基督做你的，
if you have not received Jesus as your personal savior,
当纪念主的话说，现在就是拯救的日子，现在就是悦纳的日子。
And Jesus said, "Now is the time. Now is the time of acceptance."
若是你的心还有一些地方被世界缠累，
if your heart is still entrapped in this world,
你应当对主说，主让我有一正常的生活，但是不让我的心被世界缠累。
You shall pray to the Lord, saying that I shall have a normal life, but but I shall not be trapped by this world.
若是你知道有些弟兄们。断绝的机会，
if you know some brothers or sisters, they stop coming to assemble, to meet.
你为他们有负担，
and if you are so burdened for them,
你应当为他们祷告，
you shall pray for them.
你应当靠着主的恩典，帮助他们过一个正常基督徒生活。
And by God's grace, you shall help them to lead a normal Christian life.
什么样的预备是最好的预备？
Now, what kind of a preparation is the best preparation?
一个正常
A normal Christian life.
一个强健的基督徒生活。
A healthy, strong Christian life.
一个有根有基的基督徒生活。
A Christian life with roots, with foundation.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
是我们知道耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
Lord, we know that you are the King and you are the Lord.And forever.
虽然战事各样的混乱，世界的局势叫我们的心惶惶不定。
Although when we see this world, our heart was so troubled.
但是你要叫我们过一个正常基督徒的生活。
And you want us to lead a normal Christian life.
我们也知道世界的结局，万物的结局。
And we know the end is near.
我们却求你不叫这些事情吸引我们的心，过于你吸引我们。
But we would pray that those things will not attract us, or will not occupy our attention, but rather you.
让我们纪念你的恩典。
So that we will remember your grace.
让我们专心在你的身上。
And so that we will concentrate on you.
我们的仰望不是世界的结局，而是仰望你的再来。
We're not going to pay attention to the end of the world, but rather we'll pay attention to your coming.
让我们紧紧紧守生活在你的面前。
Lord, we want to be watchful, we want to be prayerful before you.
在这样的日子，我们更加需要圣灵的膏油来充满我们。
This time, even more so, we need the filling of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵的恩膏扶持我们。
So that the anointing of the Holy Spirit can sustain us.
好叫我们在末世站立得住。
So that we can stand in this end time.
主啊，
Lord,
帮助我们。
Help us.
给我们力量。
Give us strength.
好，耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.